Welcome back to the Mbago Media Entertainment Podcast. Today, we're diving into a viral moment that had everyone talking: Northwest's recent TikTok video featuring what appeared to be dramatic face tattoos and piercings.
That's right. It certainly caught a lot of attention. The internet, especially platforms like TikTok, has this incredible knack for turning everyday moments into major talking points, and this was a prime example.
Absolutely. North, at just 12 years old, presented a look that was a bold departure from what many might expect for someone her age, even considering her famous parents, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. The immediate reaction was a whirlwind of comments and shares, truly showcasing the power of a single viral moment.
And it wasn't just the fact that she had these adornments, but the placement and boldness that made it so striking. We saw delicate lines suggesting tattoos around her eyes and cheeks, and what looked like piercings on her nose and lips. These were direct statements on her face, a canvas that carries significant social weight.
The details were precise enough to be convincing, and the overall effect was undeniably striking. It's easy to see why so many were taken aback, perhaps even a little alarmed, by the imagery. It definitely made you do a double take.
But here's the crucial part, and what quickly became apparent: the temporary nature of this transformation. This wasn't a permanent commitment, it was a visual experiment, a creative exploration using easily removable tools. That distinction is paramount.
Exactly. In a world where permanent body modifications carry significant weight, the ephemeral quality of North's look shifted the narrative entirely. It moved from potential premature rebellion to playful experimentation and artistic expression. This juxtaposition really fueled the conversation.
Let's start with North's own digital presence. She's not new to the online world at all. While her parents are global icons, she's carved out her own space, sharing her creative projects and engaging with trends.
We've seen her participate in fashion shows, showcase her art, and engage in viral challenges. Her comfort and creativity within these digital spaces are evident, and this latest appearance fits that pattern of her engaging with popular culture and expressing herself.
And then there's TikTok itself, the platform that served as the stage. Its architecture is designed for rapid content dissemination. Trends emerge, spread, and evolve at an astonishing pace. A short video can explode into global consciousness within hours.
This environment is fertile ground for viral moments, especially visually arresting ones that spark curiosity. North's video, with its surprising imagery, was perfectly suited to this ecosystem. It quickly found its way onto explore pages, igniting discussion and speculation.
The audience reaction was a fascinating spectrum, as expected. There was the initial shock and surprise, with many questioning the authenticity or appropriateness for a child. Then came admiration for her boldness and creativity.
And of course, the inevitable debate. Was this a reflection of her parents' influence? Was it too much, too soon? What does it say about the pressures on celebrity children? It's a moment that makes you pause and think.
It really does. Let's peel back the layers of this look and understand what was really going on. When we talk about face tattoos and piercings here, it's crucial to distinguish them from their permanent counterparts.
Right, these weren't the result of needles and ink or surgical alteration. It's highly probable she used temporary tattoo products, like water transfer tattoos or makeup that artfully simulated ink. And the piercings were likely clip-ons, magnetic pieces, or again, clever makeup.
This highlights the incredible power of illusion, especially in visual media like TikTok. In an era where filters and digital editing are commonplace, the ability to create dramatic visual transformations using accessible tools is more pronounced than ever.
These aren't prohibitively expensive or difficult to obtain items. A trip to a craft store or a quick online order can equip anyone to experiment with a drastically different look. It democratizes transformation.
So, the question arises: what was the creative direction? Was this a spontaneous, playful experiment by North herself, a 12-year-old exploring a trending aesthetic? Or was it a more curated endeavor?
It's entirely plausible that her mother, Kim Kardashian, known for her keen eye for fashion and trendsetting, might have been involved. Given their public personas and Kim's history of pushing aesthetic boundaries, it wouldn't be surprising if this was a collaborative artistic moment.
It's a delicate balance, of course, between allowing a child creative freedom and providing guidance. It speaks to the unique challenges of parenting in the public eye. Let's talk about the ethical considerations and the nuances of childhood expression.
The comparison between temporary and permanent modifications is stark and important. Permanent tattoos and piercings are significant decisions with lasting consequences. Temporary alterations, on the other hand, offer a low-stakes way to experiment.
This freedom to try on different looks, to inhabit different personas, is a powerful aspect of self-discovery, especially for adolescents navigating their sense of self. It allows for exploration without the burden of permanence.
Considering the ethical dimensions, especially with children, it's a nuanced discussion. While there are virtually no ethical concerns with temporary, easily removable adornments, it prompts us to think about the broader context.
The line between encouraging creativity and potentially exposing them to certain pressures is a fine one. In this instance, the focus remains squarely on play and artistic expression, but it's a reminder of the ongoing dialogue about childhood, celebrity, and the digital world.
This temporary transformation taps into broader themes, the exploration of identity, artistic expression, and the powerful influence of digital platforms in shaping our understanding of both. It invites us to consider how we define ourselves and present that self to the world.
Now, let's move into the Nepo baby discourse and parental influence. The unique pressures faced by children of famous parents in the digital age are immense and difficult to grasp.
They grow up under a microscope, where every decision is subject to intense public scrutiny. The lines between their private lives and public personas become blurred. Their childhood can often feel like a performance.
Northwest, by virtue of her parentage, is a prominent figure in the Nepo baby discourse. Her actions are frequently interpreted through the prism of her parents' immense influence and success, regardless of her own innate abilities.
Kim Kardashian plays a pivotal role here. She's a master of personal branding and understands the power of image and the dance between personal expression and public perception.
In the context of her children, this likely means a conscious effort to balance allowing them freedom to explore with the responsibility of managing their public image and protecting them. It's a tightrope walk.
This brings us to the perennial debate around oversharing and child privacy. Where is the line between a child's right to privacy and the public's fascination with celebrity families?
When does a parent's decision to share aspects of their child's life cross into territory that might compromise that child's future autonomy or well-being? These are complex questions without easy answers.
It's a conversation that invites us to consider our own role as consumers of this content. Where do we draw the line between healthy curiosity and intrusive scrutiny? It really makes you wonder.
Beyond the individual instance, this event serves as a microcosm of a larger cultural moment. It highlights the intersection of youth culture, the pervasive influence of celebrity, and the powerful, trend-setting capabilities of platforms like TikTok.
It's a snapshot of how these forces converge to shape our understanding of beauty, identity, and personal presentation. Let's consider the cultural significance of face tattoos and piercings historically.
Historically, these were deeply embedded in various subcultures, tribal traditions, and artistic movements, often signifying status, identity, or beliefs. Their perception has shifted over time, moving from the fringes into more mainstream acceptance.
The evolution of these adornments mirrors broader societal shifts in attitudes towards personal expression and the body as a canvas. And TikTok is the ultimate accelerator of these trends, right?
Absolutely. An aesthetic can gain traction, be deconstructed, and reemerge in countless variations within days. The speed at which trends cycle on TikTok is breathtaking. What might have taken years before can become a global phenomenon overnight.
So, when Northwest adopts a certain look, she's not just a child experimenting, she's participating in a highly visible, rapidly evolving cultural conversation. And her participation amplifies that conversation significantly.
She becomes a focal point, a lightning rod for discussions about youth culture, beauty standards, and the influence of celebrity. This brings us back to the Nepo baby concept, and how every action is viewed through that lens.
Her creative endeavors, her fashion choices, even these temporary adornments, can be interpreted as a reflection of the opportunities afforded to her by her famous parents. It's acknowledging the context of her public life.
This isn't to say North isn't genuinely creative, but her individual expression is constantly weighed against the backdrop of her parents' global impact. Consider the role of aspiration in this dynamic.
Young people are often drawn to celebrity lifestyles and aesthetics. When a child of prominent figures engages with a trend, it can spark aspiration and imitation. This influence can be positive, but it also raises questions about authenticity.
Are young people adopting trends out of genuine interest, or are they chasing an idealized, often unattainable, celebrity ideal? This brings us back to the debate around oversharing and child privacy in the digital age.
Where is the line between a child's right to privacy and the public's curiosity? When does sharing cross into compromising a child's future autonomy? These are complex questions with no easy answers.
And they become even more nuanced when the child is an active participant in the digital sphere. It invites us to reflect on our own role as consumers of this content. Where do we draw the line?
Let's zoom out and consider the broader cultural shifts this moment encapsulates. We're in an era where the boundaries of self-expression are constantly being tested and redefined. Beauty standards are becoming more fluid.
What was once considered fringe is increasingly integrated into mainstream fashion. Social media, especially TikTok, has been instrumental in this evolution, providing a vast playground for experimentation.
This constant iteration and exploration, mediated through the digital space, has become a significant part of the adolescent journey of self-discovery. It offers a low-stakes environment to test different identities.
The concept of temporary transformations is crucial here. These low-stakes explorations are vital for identity play. It's like an actor trying on different costumes before a play.
This isn't just about Northwest. It's about a generation fluent in the language of filters, trends, and curated online identities. Their understanding of self-expression is linked to their digital presence.
North's temporary tattoos and piercings can be seen as a physical manifestation of this trend towards digitally enhanced or creatively altered self-presentation. It blurs the lines between reality and curated online identity.
The aspirational aspect of celebrity influence on youth culture cannot be overstated. When figures like Northwest adopt a style, it can inspire imitation among their followers. It's a powerful force.
But it also highlights the power dynamics at play, the subtle ways influence can shape individual choices. Looking towards the future, self-expression in a digital world will continue to evolve.
The tools for altering appearance will become more sophisticated, and the lines between online and offline selves will likely blur further. We are in a constant state of flux.
Our perception of images of youth, especially celebrity youth, is also transforming. We are becoming more aware of the pressures these young individuals face. The initial shock value of North's TikTok has evolved into a deeper understanding.
Ultimately, this incident, as fleeting as it might be in internet culture, served as a catalyst. It sparked a wider conversation about celebrity children, social media, and self-expression.
We've established that what we saw was a masterful illusion, a creative application of temporary tools. This distinction is fundamental to understanding the intent behind the visual. It elevates the act to artistic exploration and play.
And for a 12-year-old, that's a crucial distinction. It's the difference between experimenting with a costume and making a significant, potentially life-altering, decision about their body. The tools for temporary transformation are more accessible than ever.
We're talking about high-quality, press-on embellishments, intricate temporary tattoo sheets, and makeup artistry that can simulate piercings with uncanny accuracy. These are tools for creative expression readily available to anyone.
This democratization of aesthetics is powerful. It allows individuals, especially young people, to explore different facets of their identity without the permanence or societal judgment of permanent body art. It's like sketching before painting.
Now, let's pivot to the creative direction. As we touched upon, Kim Kardashian's involvement is highly probable. She's a pioneer in leveraging personal style and image for branding and influence.
It's not a stretch to imagine her engaging with her daughter on a creative project like this. A mother who understands visual storytelling and a daughter growing up in a world where visual expression is paramount.
This could have been a collaborative session, a shared exploration of an aesthetic trend. Perhaps North showed her mom a look she'd seen, and they decided to recreate it using temporary means. It's a fascinating intersection.
And this brings us to the broader conversation about parenting in the digital age, particularly for celebrity families. The level of scrutiny is immense. Every decision is dissected by millions.
For parents like Kim and Kanye, the challenge is to allow their children space to be children, while navigating the intense glare of the public eye. This temporary transformation could be seen as a controlled experiment in self-expression.
Let's delve deeper into the cultural significance of face tattoos and piercings and how their perception has shifted. Historically, they were often markers of tribal affiliation, social status, or rebellion.
But in contemporary culture, influenced by fashion and art, these elements have been recontextualized. They've moved from the fringes to become expressions of individuality, artistic statements, and even mainstream fashion trends.
Think about the evolution of tattoos. Once associated with specific subcultures, they are now widely accepted. The same can be said for piercings, integrated into everyday fashion. TikTok accelerates these trends.
So, when Northwest adopts a certain look, she's participating in a rapidly evolving cultural conversation. Her participation, given her lineage, amplifies that conversation. She becomes a focal point.
This brings us back to the Nepo baby discourse. Every action North takes is often viewed through this lens. Her creative endeavors are interpreted through the prism of her parents' influence.
This creates a unique pressure, where her individual expression is weighed against the backdrop of her parents' global impact. Consider the role of aspiration in this dynamic.
Young people are often drawn to celebrity lifestyles. When a child of prominent figures engages with a trend, it can spark aspiration and imitation. This influence can be positive, but it also raises questions about authenticity.
Are young people adopting trends out of genuine interest, or chasing an idealized celebrity ideal? This brings us to the perennial debate around oversharing and child privacy in the digital age.
Where is the line between a child's right to privacy and the public's curiosity? When does sharing cross into compromising a child's future autonomy or well-being? These are complex questions.
It invites us to reflect on our own role as consumers of this content. Where do we draw the line between healthy curiosity and intrusive scrutiny? It's a delicate balance we're still figuring out.
Let's zoom out and consider the broader cultural shifts this moment encapsulates. We're in an era where the boundaries of self-expression are constantly being tested and redefined. Beauty standards are becoming more fluid and inclusive.
What was once considered fringe is increasingly integrated into mainstream fashion and beauty. Social media and platforms like TikTok have been instrumental in this evolution, providing a vast playground for experimentation.
This constant iteration and exploration, mediated through the digital space, has become a significant part of the adolescent journey of self-discovery. It offers a low-stakes environment to test different identities.
The concept of temporary transformations is crucial here. These low-stakes explorations are vital for identity play. It's like an actor trying on different costumes before a play, exploring various characters.
This isn't just about Northwest, it's about a generation that is growing up with unprecedented tools for self-definition. They are digital natives, fluent in the language of filters, trends, and curated online identities.
Their understanding of self-expression is intrinsically linked to their digital presence. North's temporary tattoos and piercings can be seen as a physical manifestation of this broader trend towards digitally enhanced self-presentation.
The aspirational aspect of celebrity influence on youth culture cannot be overstated. When figures like Northwest adopt a particular style, it can inspire imitation among their peers. This influence can be a powerful force.
However, it also raises questions about authenticity. Are young people adopting trends out of genuine interest, or are they chasing an idealized, often unattainable, celebrity ideal? These moments can inspire creativity, but they also highlight the power dynamics at play.
Looking towards the future, it's clear that self-expression in an increasingly digital world will continue to evolve in fascinating ways. The tools available for altering our appearance will become more sophisticated.
And the lines between our online and offline selves will likely continue to blur. We are in a constant state of flux, where identity is not a fixed point but a dynamic process of exploration.
Our perception of images of youth, especially celebrity youth, is also transforming. We are becoming more aware of the pressures these young individuals face, and perhaps more discerning in our consumption of their content.
The initial shock value of North's TikTok might have been high, but the subsequent conversation revealed a deeper understanding of the nuances involved. Ultimately, this incident serves as a potent reminder of the ephemeral nature of internet fame.
Yet, even as the specific image fades, the conversations it sparks about celebrity, childhood, social media, and self-expression can have a more lasting impact. It's these broader cultural dialogues that shape our understanding.
It's a testament to the power of platforms like TikTok to not only disseminate content but also to serve as catalysts for meaningful discussion. What might have been a fleeting visual spectacle quickly evolved into a nuanced exploration.
And that, in itself, is a powerful form of transformation, one that extends far beyond the temporary adornments on a young girl's face. It's a reflection of our evolving cultural landscape and our quest to understand what it means to be oneself in an interconnected world.
So, to recap, we've covered Northwest's viral TikTok moment, exploring the temporary nature of her adornments, the role of social media platforms like TikTok, and the unique pressures faced by celebrity children within the Nepo baby discourse.
We also delved into the nuances of parental influence, the evolving aesthetics of self-expression, and the critical ethical considerations surrounding childhood in the digital age. It truly was a moment that sparked a much larger conversation.
And looking at the summary table, we see the key factors: temporary adornments allowing creative exploration without commitment, social media platforms providing unprecedented reach, the unique challenges and visibility of celebrity children, the complex role of parental influence, and the ongoing evolution of aesthetics and identity exploration.
The strengths and insights highlight how these elements democratize transformation, foster rapid reinterpretation, offer unique lenses on privilege, leverage branding, and facilitate low-stakes identity play. It's quite a complex interplay.
Conversely, the challenges and opportunities lie in navigating the blurred lines between experimentation and premature adoption, managing the scrutiny and potential for misinterpretation on social media, the pressure on celebrity children, and the delicate balance of parental guidance in the public eye.
And the conclusion really brings it all together, emphasizing that this moment, while fleeting, served as a catalyst for broader conversations about celebrity, childhood, social media, and self-expression. It's a testament to how even a brief viral moment can ignite meaningful discussion.
It certainly did. It's a fascinating snapshot of our current cultural landscape and our ongoing quest to understand what it means to be seen, to be heard, and to be oneself in an increasingly interconnected world. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Absolutely. It's been a great discussion. That's all the time we have for today on Baga Media Entertainment. We'll catch you next time.